major Dolphins news to start the 4 o'clock hour. Dolphins have released quarterback Tim Boyle.
No problem.
So we're back. I'm feeling it. I am feeling it for Sunday.
We're back.
That must mean that Skylar's healthy, though, right?
I did see that Skylar Thompson is still experiencing some discomfort, but he's on track to be.
Because you have to have a backup for Huntley.
Right. He's on track.
So he's got to be available, or else they don't have a backup.
Yeah.
Well, and they'll probably bring in somebody else.
For Sunday?
Not for Sunday. But Hawk, they have. I don't know that. No inside information, bro. I need a different option if I'm calling this offense.
How many? You're on your fourth in four games.
Listen, let me go get. I need. You know what I need? I need a 35-year-old plus white dude that's been in the league 10 years.
Tim Boyle.
No, I don't want no damn Boyle.
Well, that's who you got. You got him.
Had a Boyle a couple years ago. It doesn't feel good.
You had Lance. that should have been my headline. The Dolphins have lanced Tim Boyle.
I need a veteran on this squad.
The stock market report here at 4 o'clock, brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 341 points today, record close. S&P 500 up 51 points. NASDAQ up 219 points. Reminder, Heat fans, the Miami Heat, they host their annual Red, White, and Pink game. That's presented by Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. The exhibition game, everyone on the roster is there. It's Monday night. Monday night. Tickets are $7. Proceeds benefit care and research at the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. So if you want to get tickets or more info, go to heat.com/tickets. Heat.com/tickets. Tim Boyle's gone. Raheem Mostert's going to play. You have the entire injury report there, Solana. What's on the Dolphins injury report?
Yeah, let me scroll down so I can read it again. So Jordan Poyer is out. Skylar Thompson remains questionable. Odell Beckham Jr., questionable. And Cam Smith, questionable. But Tyreek Hill, who was limited in practice today for personal reasons, he'll play. Jalen Ramsey, who was limited today, will play. And Malik Washington, who's been limited all week, no injury designation for him. So he will play. And other than Jalen Phillips, who was moved to the IR, everybody else, Braxton Berrios, the Dolphins' new addition, Tyce Bowser, he will be good to go this weekend as well. Kendall Fuller, Teron Armstead, Raheem Mostert, Duke Riley, Jeff Wilson Jr., and Emmanuel Ogba. All names on the injury report, but they're all good to go for Sunday.
All right.
I like it.
Tim Boyle, we hardly knew you.
Good riddance.
And that's the way we wanted it. Probably a nice guy. Before we get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, one more reminder, the entire 560 QAM air staff is going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars next Wednesday, October 9th. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Come on out, you join us, and you enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series, a nice Drew Estate cigar, and a little jibber jabber with everyone from QAM. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Also brought to you by the official partner, the Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the Main Man. Go online to themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. Next week, we'll do the show Tuesday at the Amerant Bank Arena. Get you ready for a little Panthers season opener. And then Wednesday, we will do the show live from Smoke on the Water in Weston. Get you ready for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. We have another broadcast coming up in October. You know, we're going to broadcast at the, what do they call that arena down there?
The Kaseya Center?
Kaseya Center. We're going to broadcast for the the first of 12 Dwayne Wade nights this year. That's somewhere in the why are you shaking your head, Solana? Aren't we broadcasting live out there?
We will be. We'll be broadcasting live for Dwayne Wade night when they're going to reveal a statue the day before. And then,
when is that, the 28th, 29th?
I'll tell you right now. Yes, the 28th.
So, a few live broadcasts planned.
Who all has statues?
Well, Dwayne Wade has 12. They have, and they're ringing the arena.
Because Shaq.
No, who has statues at the Kaseya Center?
Yeah.
That'll be it. It'll be him.
Wade's the only guy with a statue?
Who else would you give a statue to?
He's the first
Pat
statue.
Should get a statue. UD should get a statue.
Well, they're still.
No.
UD? Pat.
Hawk, don't do that to UD.
You're the one that's torched UD for five of the past 6 years.
I torched UD when he couldn't play basketball anymore and was still on the bench.
You think his number should be retired?
Yes.
It was already retired.
Man, you have changed your tune.
No, Huck. UD was an integral part of Heat culture. UD was an integral part of
You're not telling me anything I don't know.
But UD should not have been on the team the last 4 years he was there because he averaged 2 minutes a season. Not a game.
Right, because the 15th guy on the bench probably would average 3 minutes a season, and he stole a minute from someone.
He did.
But you think he should have a statue out there before D-Wade?
No, not before D-Wade, but UD should have a statue.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. UD, Pat, Wade are guaranteed. I could argue Zoe, Tim, but UD, Pat, and Wade got to be out there.
Tim's not getting a statue.
Maybe
let's not get carried away.
Maybe a little Allen Iverson statue. A little tiny statue.
Like a Funko.
Yeah. Put a little figurine on the bridge right there next to the stadium.
Yeah, but next week, Panthers game Tuesday, Smoke on the Water Wednesday, and then at the end of the month, we will be at the Kaseya Center for Dwayne Wade Statue Night. So a lot coming up. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Can I use this as a launching pad into a quick Heat story?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a quick update.
Tell me about no guy they signed with a Prospect 10 contract.
And then released the next day.
But he's back. He's at training camp.
Oh, he is? All right.
Anthony Chang, who's out there right now. Several reporters are at Bahamar. And he had an article yesterday titled, Heat Players already Noticing Something Different About the Offense in Camp. And he notes that one way the Heat coaching staff has emphasized the need for more shots around the basket is by adjusting the scoring format in scrimmages during training camp this week. Layups and dunks are worth 3 points. Three-pointers are worth 3 points. And mid-range shots count for just 1 point. So, Crowder, you wanted an improved offense. You've wanted more threes because that's what everybody else is doing, and more dunks at the rim. And Coach Spo and the rest of the coaching staff are incentivizing not shooting mid-range jumpers.
That doesn't work for the games. You don't get that point layout for the games. This is a ridiculous story to lead the 4 o'clock headlines with. This is ridiculous.
We got a new and improved offense coming, fellas. New and improved offense coming, fellas.
But why? The point system doesn't work that way in regular games. So where's the incentive?
Well, maybe we can put a call into Adam Silver in the league office, because I kind of like
this. How about I put a call into Len and see if we can get better headlines?
Put the biscuit. You got to get the biscuit round the basket.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, we have changed the game.
Hey, nobody was dunking last year, Hawk. Nobody.
Right, but it's still worth the same this year. I don't understand it.
I don't think you understand that the point. It's that they're incentivizing not shooting mid-range shots, which the Heat were one of the only teams doing a lot of that the last couple of years.
But how are they incentivizing it? Practice for this 1 week, we're going to count your mid-range shots? more or less? Like, oh, here's what I need at training camp. I have to learn a whole new point system. Thanks, Hawk, coach.
Hawk, if you get inside the three-point line, don't just settle for a midi. Go in there and be aggressive, get fouled, get to the line, try to dunk, try to lay it up. That's what good teams do. Everybody, and Tyler does it all the time. Tyler will get in there, and then he just shoots a little 14-footer. Man, get to the damn rim. That's what we need. Jimmy's great at it when Jimmy wants to play and when he's healthy, but that's the only guy that does it. That's what Wade did. Wade has a statue outside next week because he got to the rim. Get to the, I like it, Solana. Hell with Hawk.
Let's go, Crowder.
I mean, we're going to learn a whole new pointing system for 1 week at Baja Mar and then forget it all because that point system, we made it up for the 1 week. And then also, I happen to love mid-range jumpers.
You've yelled during the basketball game, pull up for the midi, pull up for the midi.
I have to tell you, the one thing that this game is missing is mid-range jumpers.
16 feet, boom.
Why he leads the DeMar DeRozan army, because, man, does he love the least efficient shot in basketball.
Midi, I mean, good God.
A hezzy right into a midi.
15 bit. Come on.
Ah, come on. A nice mid-range jumper nowadays. Huh. It's a treat. No, it's a treat.
It's a treat.
It is.
It's a candy. It's a candy corn.
It's a treat. It harkens back to a day where there was no three-point line. You and your kids with your three-pointers. Back in my day, a midi, that was a nice long jump shot. You weren't going any further than that. There was no incentive.
Three-pointers, get to the rim. That's
what Spo should do at Baja Mar. Just don't put out a three-point line. Guess what? Three-point line doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist. Yeah. Instead of, hey, everybody, take out your notebooks. Here's our new point system. If you're 4 feet from the basket, it's 6 points. If you're 5 feet, it's 4 points. If you're 6 feet, you're six. Nobody knew what was going on.
I like it.
Everybody was confused.
Attack the rim or shoot a three. That's how you win.
New Heat offense incoming, gentlemen. That's all. That's the message I was trying to convey.
You want to make a three-point arc and get people to go to the basket? Make the three-point arc in the paint. There's a tiny three-point arc. You want to incentivize them to shoot inside the paint? But make that three. Anything inside the paint's a three.
When you have to change the point system, how bad does that talk about your offense as a team?
Well, no, you don't have to change the point system. Just let people know, hey, we'd appreciate you going to the rim. I got to make a whole new point system. People are taking notes. Who brought a notebook to Baja Mar? I saw a video of Jimmy Butler and Nikola Jovic out in the ocean. Jimmy Butler could not believe that Jovic was going that deep into the ocean. Could not believe it. Like they're like, Jimmy, you're going to go out? Hell no, I'm not going out there. Jovic is way out the ocean. He's drinking a beer. He's having the time of his life. In the meantime, Spo is making a multiplication table that's laminated that he's handing out to the players when they get to practice. Nobody knows what's going on.
Hawk, let me tell you the black rule about the beach.
Oh, I got it from Jimmy Butler.
I got to be able to see my feet. Now, you know me, I scuba dive. I do everything. I lobster dive, you know, because I'm half white, but yeah. Black people need to see their feet in the ocean. If I can't see my feet, it is Jaws if I'm in 4 feet of water. Jaws is coming.
Jimmy Butler pointed at Nikola Jovic way out in the ocean and said, that guy, but the term he used wasn't guy. And it was also a term that you wouldn't normally use with Nikola Jovic. But he said, that guy is crazy.
I get that from a lot of my friends. I'll jump in the water like 25 miles offshore. I dive off the boat, and everybody goes crazy on the boat. And I'm like, it's just water. Like, why are you scared? It's, I don't know.
Not me, Jack.
We're not an aquatic people.
Malik Nabers ruled out for Sunday.
Hmm.
Adjust your fantasy team accordingly.
Yep. All right, should I do headlines?
do anything.
Dolphins at Patriots. We just went over the injury report. Hurricanes at Cal tomorrow, 10:30 p.m.
Could you imagine? It's game 10 of the regular season. They're in the huddle. They're down three. There's like a minute and a half left. And Jimmy Butler turns, Khalil, don't forget, remember, at Baja Mar, coach said threes are worth two, twos are worth three, and in the paints are worth nine. So let's do it. Let's remember what you learned at Baja Mar.
It's an emphasis on where they want them to shoot the ball. I said, I'm a fan of middies.
Been listening to a lot of Mad Dog Russo lately. Oh, the mid-range jumper's a lost art.
I can't be the only person that's a fan of a mid-range jumper. There's no way I'm the only one here. You're telling me there's no listeners right now, fans of the mid-range jumper? One of the most beautiful shots in all of basketball.
Huh. You seen a dude hit a 14-footer and said, that's my man, Dave. That's my man.
I'm tired of watching threes, and I'm tired of watching dunks. Give me, I would go for a game that's just all mid-range jumpers. Everybody's jacking up threes from the logo. Hey, have you met a 12-footer? I'd like to introduce you.
Go up in there. Shoot you a 12.
Bet you Tommy Tighe agrees with me.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Tommy Tighe wants the Heat to shoot 12-footers all game.
Better than threes.
They're
absolutely
not better than threes. It's proven they're not better than threes. It's less points, Hawk.
Well, not according to Spo's system.
Threes
are worth one. Mid-range jumpers are worth 10. I forgot it already. But threes, I know the mid-range jumper was worth a lot.
It's saying that I don't think y'all are being aggressive enough. When you break the three-point line, I want you to attack the rim.
Is Spo getting ready for NBA season or MTV Rockin' Jock?
That was great.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I have like 25-point shots.
Hawk's watching Rick Barry highlights tonight on YouTube.
DJ, come look at this. Look at this. You see that 11-foot jump shot he just hit?
Into the peach basket, Pops? Yes, into the peach
defender
basket.
Right in his face. That's a hand check in my day.
Yes. No net needed.
Pistol Pete would never take six threes in one game. All right. Inter Miami plays tomorrow, 4 p.m. Listen to that game on 96.5 FM HD2. The Canes are at Cal tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Pregame begins right here, 6 p.m. And the Panthers, don't forget, play their final preseason game tomorrow. They play the L.A. Kings in Quebec City, to be exact. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop. The only other big news was that last night, Kirk Cousins threw for 509 yards, four touchdowns, most completions and passing yards in a game by any quarterback this season. He hit the swag surf after the win. He gave us a throwback. You like that as he walked off the field. That gentleman was his 15th game-winning drive since 2017. Four more than any other active quarterback.
I think I saw also that the Falcons' three wins this season, they were trailing in the fourth quarter for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins is good, man.
And the Miami Dolphins still have not led in an NFL game this season.
Yeah, but they're correcting that. They released Tim Boyle.
He was the jinx.
He was shooting mid-range jumpers.
Skyler walked off the field, saw Tim Boyle. He couldn't even play anymore. Oh, man.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's cleared up a bit here in North Miami. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We still got a lot to go on this Football Friday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you, as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
On some of the lines for this weekend, CC. So there's a game Sunday morning from London. Vikings 2.5-point favorites over the Jets. Anything jump out to you there? I'm torn on that one.
The Jets, you can't believe in them, but do you just expect something to happen sooner or later?
I saw with Stephen A. this morning said if you were doing season MVPs, because Dan Orlovsky had said Justin Jefferson, and I think RC had said Justin Jefferson. Stephen A. was like, no, it's Sam Darnold. It's Sam Darnold. It's got to be the guy throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson. Although RC said, well, Sam Darnold's thrown to a lot of receivers before, and they didn't exactly look as good as he's looking with Justin Jefferson. That's that thing that happens with Tua, you know, where yep. It's like, well, wait a second. Who's more, I don't want to say to blame. It's the opposite. Who's got more juice when it comes to, you know, a high-powered offense? But Sam Darnold looks good. But, man, Justin Jefferson, you feel like, makes anyone look good.
Even speaking of Tyreek make Tua look amazing. But Tyreek, did he make Patrick Mahomes look amazing? Because Patrick Mahomes still won MVPs without Tyreek. Right. But Tyreek amped up Tua to a level that's something special. We know who's winning MVP is going to be a damn quarterback. And that's what I hate about this league. But, yeah, man, it's Sam Darnold set NFL records this year. Four wins with a new team, 2+ touchdowns and all. Like, Sam Darnold's balling as well.
Really interesting. I don't even know. Who is the league? Who is the favorite? Do you know, Solana?
I'd say Patrick Mahomes still.
Let me see. Awards. Regular season MVP. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, plus 250. Josh Allen, plus 300. Lamar Jackson, plus 900. C.J. Stroud and Sam Darnold, plus 1,100.
How far do you have to go to get a non-quarterback?
Let's see. Darnold, Purdy, Burrow, Goff, Cousins, Rodgers, Prescott, Hurts, Mayfield, Daniels, Love, Murray, Carr, Geno Smith, Justin Fields, Stafford, Saquon Barkley.
Number 23.
Saquon Barkley is plus 7,500.
They'll never
behind,
win.
Behind Justin Fields for league MVP.
MVP award is the best quarterback in the league. Pretty much. It is what it is. That's all it is.
I'd like to make a case for a kicker. Brandon Aubrey, the Cowboys kicker, he has outscored the Miami Dolphins by 10 points this year. He's made 43 points via field goals or extra points. The Dolphins have scored a total of 33 points this year.
I would say that's also an indictment on the Cowboys' red zone offense.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that many points as a kicker, because it's not extra points. That's offense is stalling once they get in the red zone.
I've told y'all about Dak Prescott for a couple years now. I get in trouble for it, but I'll say it again. Dak is not what people want to make Dak.
Not a lot of big lines this weekend. Biggest lines are the Niners, 7-point favorite over the Cardinals. An interesting big line there, isn't that? I'd be inclined to take the Cardinals getting the points.
Yeah, and Fred Warner's out?
What am I missing there?
Arizona's offense can blow. They can go when they're going. If they're running, that offense can run. With the little bitty Mighty Mice.
The other 7-point line this weekend is the Seahawks, 7-point favorites over the Giants.
I want to say the Giants are terrible, but they're not really terrible.
They're kind of terrible.
But they compete with the teams you think are good.
Without Malik Nabers, though, I mean.
Right. You're going to see Daniel Jones without Malik Nabers. You know who he's going to look like? Daniel Jones.
Damn, Daniel, you look like Daniel.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again without Malik Nabers. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll go through some more football games on this Football Friday. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real quick, 5 Dolphins players to watch Sunday. This is from Dolphins Wire. Number 1, quarterback Tyler Huntley. That goes without saying, probably. Another week without Tua, another week of uncertainty. While it's already been announced that Huntley, who started against the Titans, will start again, Mike McDaniel is surely hoping the fill-in will look better against the Patriots. If the offense clicks better with him this week, that would do wonders for the struggling Dolphins. That I agree with. You said it earlier in the show, because I've maintained this for a while. I've seen teams lose starting quarterbacks before and get worse. That's fine. But not this. I don't see teams lose starting quarterbacks and become this.
And the fact that they held on to Skyler this long and they were saying, we're good, we're good, we're good, we're good, until we're not good. That's the problem. It's on McDaniel to make Tyler Huntley look good. It really is. He can't run the offense y'all ran. Please don't run the offense y'all ran last week against Tennessee. Run something else. Figure something else out. Simplify it. I said you had a 12,000 square foot mansion foundation with Tua over the years he's been there. You got to get an old 3-2. Go ahead and get an old 3,000 square foot foundation and try to win the game that way. Win it ugly. The Patriots want to play an ugly game, so play the ugly game with them. Get first downs. Matriculate the ball downfield. Like, don't try to go for home runs. Huntley's not a home run guy.
And Skyler will be the backup because the Dolphins released Tim Boyle today. Number 2, Devon Achane. While Tua may not do much to help Devon Achane directly, the second-year running back's play has worsened since Tua's concussion. In the 2 weeks without Tua, Achane has run the ball 21 times for 45 yards and caught 6 passes for 42 yards. Someone as explosive as Achane expects to get more than 100 yards from scrimmage per game, let alone over the course of 2 weeks. But he can't do it by himself. If the quarterback play is still a problem, defenses will be able to give most of their attention to stifling him. And we do know Raheem Mostert's going to be back, so that should take off some of that wear and tear where he's got to be your kind of every down back.
There should be double the amount of tape used in the Dolphin facility this week. Tape your wrists, tape your fingers, tape your ankles, tape up everything, wear cowboy collars. The Patriots want to drag you into a physical butt-whooping game. Don't act like you're going to out-finesse them. You don't have the weapon at quarterback to out-finesse them. Go into this game ready to fight, because it's going to be a physical battle. If you don't want to play physical, the Patriots are going to win on Sunday.
I got to look and see what the rushing props are.
I do have a pretty good question here from David Fiorones. He tweets out, who will throw for more passing yards Sunday? Snoop Huntley or Jacoby Brissett? And I looked up what their passing yards are set at. Both have their passing yards at 164.5 on the Hard Rock Bet app.
Yeah, I mean, we have better receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with Odell Beckham being, I would take out of those two, and I'm not saying either one's going to go over, But out of those two, who's going to have more? I would go Huntley.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And the Patriots are ready to play the game I'm speaking of. They're ready to play the game of 45, 48, 40, you know, 52 carries. The Dolphins aren't ready for that. So now you got the play action going. Like, the structure of these two teams, the Patriots have the advantage structurally. The Dolphins have the advantage talent-wise. And that's why I'm saying it's on McDaniel. You have better players than them. Go win the game with your players that are better than the guys on the other side.
But the Dolphins are missing their pass rusher now. Jalen Phillips is out for the year. You're relying on Chop Robinson, Mo Kamara, who hasn't played a snap yet this year, and Quentin Bell to get to the quarterback, Crowder.
Agba and Chop are on the edges.
And Jordan Poyer is out. Kendall Fuller missed last week. Like, I'm with you guys. The Dolphins' defense has been much better than the offense, obviously. But the idea that this Dolphins' offense can shut down any team is, in my opinion, just wrong.
You know what's interesting? So, Achan over-under for rushing is 47.5. Remember earlier in the show, I told you Tyler Huntley was 34.5, that I had bet him last week at over 33.5. He went over, and now it's 34.5. Just from the beginning of the show till now, Huntley's over-under on rushing is now 36.5. So his over is being bet on. I'm not betting over 36.5. I was thinking about it at 34.5. I'll have to see if it comes back down.
Talana, as you say, Chop Robinson, first-round pick. Agba, guy making a lot of money. Agba's been here like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that front four, the Patriots, Keon White, Devon Godchild, who I really like, Devon Godchild, Daniel Ukalulu, Anthony Jenkins, Jelani Tavai, Joshua Unche. Bro, we have a better roster than the New England Patriots have. Take your players, Anthony Weaver and Mike McDaniel, take your better players and go beat a team with inferior players. That's what this is about. This is about scheme and preparation, because we are a better football team roster-wise than New England Patriots are.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here's me walking into Cheetah. Here's me walking out just a few seconds later.
Hawk and Crowder.